I calculated a salah in which there is subhanallah, subhanallah, or subhanallah rabbi al-ala, subhanallah rabbi al-ala, subhanallah rabbi al-ala. This is how fast we say it. Some people actually are much faster than that, right? Calculated salah, that is subhanallah rabbi al-ala, subhanallah rabbi al-ala, subhanallah rabbi al-ala. Three times, and that's it. Like one of the brothers came to me, he said, you know, your sujood is too long. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, you only need three subhanallah rabbi al-ala, and that's it. We don't have time. I said, okay. So that's, and I calculated a salah that has subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-ala, and maybe subuhun quddus, rabbul malaikati wal ruh. That's it. That's it. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, it was a 4 rak'ah prayer. You know what was the difference? 45 seconds. 45 seconds. That's it. 45 precious seconds. It was too much. 45 seconds was too much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's because we don't experience khushu' and we do not understand. And maybe this relationship doesn't really matter to us. You find people, you know, complaining if the, I'm against long khutbas anyways, but if the khutbah is a little, you know, 5 minutes longer or the salah is a little long, you know, people complain. And you find the same people that complain, you know, having a park, what I call parking lot conferences. You know, too much to spend 2 minutes extra in salah, and they waste 20 minutes talking nonsense in the parking lot. These are the very busy, you know, I'm in a hurry people. The next attitude we should have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides remembering Allah azza wa jal, is haya. Haya of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, you know, was the best of example in terms of haya. And subhanAllah, I find this concept of haya to be a foreign thing, especially here in America. And sometimes between, amongst the young people, you can't even explain what haya is to them anymore. It just doesn't make any sense. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to be أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرية. He had more bashfulness than a virgin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he was the man of all men. No one had more manhood and strength and power and decisiveness than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one has the level of resolve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. No one had the leadership the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set an example in something called haya. What is haya? To be shy, to be ashamed of, and to be bashful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was reported that Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu would actually cover his face when he is relieving himself. Haya'an min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he remembers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually observing him and watching him. It was said that Uthman, and I'm not saying that we should actually, you know, do those things, because these things come naturally. The more the haya, the more there's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consciousness and awareness of Allah, when you're not in a state of ghafla and you're aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things just kick in. These things just happen. You remember that Allah. It was said that Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was a very shy person, to the extent where the angels used to be shy of Uthman, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to, you know, display special regard to Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman would not stand still when he's taking a bath. He would not stand upright out of haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would always be, you know, almost bowing down as he's taking a bath out of haya. Now, can you imagine those people doing something that will offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they're alone? They wouldn't. And if those people would not do something that will offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private, would they do it in public? They wouldn't. They wouldn't. Problem with us is we have more haya from people than we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes I'm not saying that we should be like Abu Bakr and Uthman. The least, brothers and sisters, is we should have